Hello, I'm Carolyn Kellerman. Welcome to another edition of Razzle Dazzle Radio. And I'm in the studio, actually I'm in the studio of my home, with my co-host Judy Templeton. And she's going to introduce our three guests who have great tips on how to make your life healthier, more fit, more artistic, and hopefully safer from that dreadful COVID. Take it away, Judy.
Okay, no pressure on how to do all those things, but I think these three guests today are going to help you towards that. And it's an interesting connection. So the first word that I just want to say is resiliency. And I love the resiliency of Colombians. And because we have such a strong background in the arts and health, that's what we've been relying on. And to do so, we've had Kevin Schaefer, who's the general manager of Haven on the Lake, and it is a heavenly place, and we'll talk more about that. We have Danica Reams, who is actually the communications manager at CA and making some of the magic happen for all of us behind the scenes. And then we have Robert Neil Marshall, who is the managing director of the Columbia Arts Festival, and some other things up too that he's going to give us tips for to look into. So together, these three people are, again, making the magic happen for us presently and to move forward. So I'm going to ask first Kevin. So Kevin, tell us some of the things that Haven has done here in this, what I can't believe, a full year, last March to this March. It's been a long one, but what are some of the things that have happened at the Haven to help us get healthier mentally, physically, spiritually, and otherwise?
Thank you for having us today. Haven on the Lake is part of Columbia Association. And, you know, during the pandemic, hopefully something that we've all learned is that we actually need each other. We actually, you know, miss being around other people. We miss the community. Columbia is such a wonderful community. You know, they have so many wonderful programs, Haven on the Lake being one of them. One of the things that we've done here is we've tried to get our community back as quickly as possible. We started, you know, as soon as the facilities were allowed to open again, we started with online programming, we started with in-person programming, and we started back our workshops. A lot of the workshops we do are focused on, you know, love of self, wellness, meditation, you know, bringing, you know, yourself calm among this crazy time. You know, we do a lot of sound healing meditations. We do aerial workshops. We do acupuncture and floating meditations, you know, very centric around yoga and meditation itself. Columbia, like you had mentioned, is all about health and fitness and wellness. You know, we're right here on the lake. We do a lot of fun activities. We look forward to hopefully having some more fun activities as the pandemic starts to wane a bit.
Yep, absolutely. And again, I can speak to the self-care that Haven has provided me personally and lots of my friends. And there's just nothing like the location of Haven and looking out on that lake and it calming you down. And I'm hoping, of course, moving forward that when the weather changes, we'll bring a lot more activities outside and do, you know, some outdoor yoga and some things like that. So,
right. We were very successful, you know, before the pandemic and actually doing a lot of outside activities. We did a lot of outside stuff right on the lake. You know, we're right kind of in the area where Columbia was kind of started, right down at the lake. We were very successful doing goat yoga, outdoor Pilates, things like that. And we did a little bit of that when the pandemic, you know, was happening. You know, we tried to utilize the large spaces outside so we could keep social distance.
Yep. And again, Columbia Association got things up and running in a safe way. And as soon as it was up and running, I was up and running and coming out with my mask on. And I felt completely confident about that. So Danica, on your page, I thought it was wonderful when I read that you had a James Rouse quote, "Whatever ought to be can be." And if he said it, I'm listening. So I think that's pretty appropriate for right now. So what are you doing behind the scenes to sort of, you know, help this whole transition we're going through?
Yeah, I found that quote when I first started here just a few months back. I started in the midst of the pandemic, which is a very interesting time to start any job, but particularly one where, you know, our organization is so reliant on people gathering and this community is so about gathering together and experiencing together, and to not be able to do that in the traditional manner has been really, really tough on not only individuals, but organizations like ours. And so we miss everyone. We miss our members. We miss our community. And so to start with that emotional foundation is a little rough. And so, you know, coming in, I'd like to think that I was able to bring a little bit of an energy jolt to the folks who have been through this for months and months and months and months. And being able to come in and at least fake it till you make it, you know, provide a little energy jolt. But really, my job is amplifying the amazing work that everybody in this organization is already doing, which makes my job insanely easy in some regard, but also difficult in that reaching people right now has been really a challenge. Communicating with people has been a challenge. Our emails are slammed. We are on social media all the time, but that means everyone's posting there. So how do we break through that noise and really bring that sense of community back to not only the organization, but to the Columbia community at large? But I will say, again, going back to what this crew has already been doing and has been doing for a long time, I mean, from the very beginning, as Kevin alluded to, the creativity has been incredible to witness. The amounts of flexibility that we've had to endure and to be willing to kind of embrace has been a really interesting and really great thing to see from this organization. I mean, we're talking everything from our fitness clubs, bringing in UV lights that kill germs in the air, which is incredible. I mean, you have the scientific part, and then you have, you know, folks trying to make this whole virtual art classes and group exercise classes work. And, you know, how do we do that in an engaging way? So there have just been so many things that I've seen that there's just not even enough space to amplify. You feel like at that point, there's just so much going on. That's great.
Well, what I like is that you and Kevin both said a similar thing, and that is community. If Columbia is anything, it's a community. And so Columbians want community back. And while we can do lots of things virtual, it still doesn't give me the jolt of real people. And so that's what I'm so grateful for, that Columbia Association has brought us back in small ways. Well, really large ways as well. And so, thinking of that, Carolyn, why don't you let us meet Robert and find out what's happening community-wise with the arts?
We can call him Bob. Is that okay?
Of course.
Nice to see you on my video again. Welcome back to the program, by the way, because you were here before.
Yes.
Or so, and you talked about, you know, the film festival at that time, the Columbia Festival provides. So catch us up on what you're doing now as the general manager of the organization.
Well, thank you, Carolyn and Judy, for having me on the show, and everyone at the Columbia Festival of the Arts deeply appreciates it. And it's just great to see everybody, as we were all saying, this sense of community. Well, long story short, as they say, last year when this all started, I was just the executive producer of the Columbia Film Festival, which was going to be like many of our other events, live in theaters, outdoors, other places. And for those who may not be as familiar with the Columbia Festival of the Arts, this is now our 34th year in Columbia. It has been a massive arts organization that we've had Lake Fest with 17 to 20,000 people coming down to the lakefront in June. We have bands, we have music. We work closely with CA, of course, on that. They're one of our major sponsors for it. There's so much that has happened. With the pandemic, obviously, everything ground to a halt. And one of the few things that we could do to keep going was to take the film festival virtual, because it was films. You could do that. So we were shifting gears very quickly, and we figured out how to do it. And it was very successful, but it was the only thing that we could do. Then our former director retired at the end of that last fiscal year. Our fiscal year ends in July. So August 1st, I was offered to take my executive producership and move it on to sort of helm in a leadership team with Dave Simmons, who has now been upgraded, I will say, to director of programming and production. And the two of us together, with the help from our board and our community, it's really been an amazing effort to reach out, reestablish relationships, and find out how we can navigate during these crazy times into not only a virtual world, but building relationships so that we can move forward when we can go live again.
One of the things that you've accomplished through this position, I assume, is that you now have a website where artists and folks, regular folks in the community, can put information that they would like. Is that correct?
Yes, and thank you for mentioning that, because one of the things that we realized, it was sort of an accident to start with, where we took some of the films from the film festival that many people hadn't had a chance to see yet. I mean, one of the things about virtual that is kind of great is at a live film festival or any event, only X number of people could possibly go. And we were talking about film festivals and saying even festivals that are established under normal times found that a parallel track virtually gave more opportunity. So that opened up, well, let's put some of our films with permission from our filmmakers on this area on the website. And it sort of formed into something called the Columbia Arts Channel, which is sort of molded a little bit like Netflix, but it is free. And the community started jumping on board. And so everybody has their own little area on the Columbia Arts Channel, part of Columbia Festival of the Arts, where we are getting, like Hoko Palitzo is putting poetry on there. We have dance concerts that are coming on board, Columbia Orchestra. We have the college putting videos and so forth on there. We're working with the Horizon Foundation. So there are all of these community partners coming together, whether it's just some promotional videos or it's full-fledged performances. We're doing, through some grants, video tours of our art galleries in the area, which is Horse Spirits Gallery and Artist Gallery in the Columbia Arts Center with Liz Henze and that group. I mean, it's yay. No, we love it. And it's really caught on. And Howard County Arts Council was very kind to include us as one of the selected, because we couldn't all talk on Arts Day. And they said, would you be willing to talk about it? Because this does affect the community and the investment we're all making in building for coming back. And as Judy says, community, it's us working together to help each other, because let's face it, these are tough times. We, no one fathomed any of this. And how do we navigate it? And we have to help each other.
I hope Kevin and Danica are listening over there and will jump in and get your information to Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've had my eye on Bob for quite a while now. I don't know if he knows this, but I am enamored by the audio experiences that has put on, which is a walking tour. It is amazing. Wow. It's GPS driven, right, Bob? Am I getting this right?
Yeah. It's an app that we found. Actually, Dave Simmons, my programming director now, we work very close with other festivals. What are they doing? What are they discovering? How can we apply things? And this is an app. It's based in Europe, actually, but it is an app on your phone. It's a mobile device. It can be Android or Samsung or iPhone. And it literally knows where you are. And as you walk into a predefined zone that we can mark out, and Columbia has 95 miles of paths and we've got all these gorgeous lakes, you can apply audio tracks so that it'll either play music, it'll play poetry, it'll play narration. We actually had an actor from Chesapeake Shakespeare Company that did Edgar Allan Poe. We did a wonderful walk that was The Telltale Heart. And, you know, through some of our grants, we were able to commission this. So yes, we can put almost anything you can put onto audio, onto an audio walk, and people can walk around out, because we figured, right, you can't go in huge groups. That was the big problem. But people can walk. People always still enjoying, well, the weather was nicer. And what's really cool, you can download this and play it at home if you are unable to walk about, or you're not mobile, or you just don't want to go out because it's cold. You can actually still listen to the audio.
Yeah, that's great. Actually, I had my eye on him as well, because one of the things that I wanted to do, you know, as we slowly start to come out of this is, you know, I wanted to see what we could do more. I know Columbia Association and, you know, Haven have always partnered with the, you know, festivals at the lakes and stuff like that. But I wanted to reach out and see what we could do, you know, in addition. You know, like, there's so many people that come out to the events. You know, can we provide some kind of fun, you know, warm up or some kind of, you know, yoga or something, or maybe, you know, as the event is waning down at the end of the evening, we provide some kind of meditation to let people go in peace. You know, we wanted to definitely be part of the community.
I think what this speaks to is just, and being somewhat new to this, it's incredible how these, especially the downtown area, is so anchored by the lake. And that's exactly where Haven is. That's where Lakefront Fest is. It's where Symphony Woods is, where, you know, we certainly are very involved in as well. And it's just so great. We've partnered with Downtown Columbia Partnership in some regard to do some yoga during their events. You know, this collaboration still somehow finds a way to inch through this pandemic. And it's just, I don't know, for me, it's really exciting to see.
And I think it's a testament to Mr. Rouse. Like, I remember as a child back in the early 70s, you know, coming to Columbia when it was very new. And I remember the activities around the lake. Like, I didn't live here at the time, but I just remember the energy and the fun that even they had back then. And, you know, the whole community is very centered around that feature. And it's great to be down here.
Well said. Now, Kevin, you can't remember as long back as Carolyn and Robert and I can, but that's okay. And we don't need to talk about how long that goes, but you're absolutely right. It is just definitely the center and the core of Columbia. And because of Clyde's closing, and we aren't going to spend time on that, but I'm really in great hope that we can really bring back some more community activities as well for this summer. So having said that, are there any plans you all can share? Can you give us the scoop? Can you give us a little something that might be in the works on coming back? I'm going to ask you first, Robert. Come on, spill the beans. What are you
on the spot here? All right. Well, first of all, the Columbia Film Festival is coming back for its now fourth year. We actually had 1 year off in between while there was transition going on, but the fourth year, I've been going through a ton of films, and we have a series of judges that are judging right now. We have until March, I think, 12th for final entries to come in. And that will be, I believe, right after Father's Day. It'll be a week of films. How much we do virtual and how much we might be able to do live, we are working on that. So we're hoping maybe in limited numbers, let's say outside of the Columbia Arts Center, they've got that beautiful little gallery sort of alcove amphitheater there, and other places, we might be able to set up an outdoor screen. We have invested in something like that for some of the films, but it's definitely going to be virtual. We are talking with Ian Kennedy and DAC and so forth, and Down on Columbia Partnership about potential opportunities that we may be able to do with some music events. Obviously, everything changes, right, so quickly, and what legally we're allowed to do, what we can safely do. We do have a commitment to our patrons and to our staff and our volunteers to make sure that we really do have a very safe environment. It's a little different with a festival as opposed to being in an organization where you have absolute control over your facility. So we have to be very careful, and those partnerships are going to facilitate that.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's hopeful. I like that. Yeah, exactly. So, Danica, then you had mentioned in and about and around the lake. And of course, one of the things that I used to love doing was dancing on Friday night out by the lake. Is there any hope that can come back in some way?
You know, we are just so watching what this pandemic does and what the guidelines and restrictions do. It's interesting because even in, and I'm not exactly sure when this is going to get released to everybody, but we are in the tail end of our budget process right now, which of course starts for us on May 1st, which is a very important time to determine a lot of these things and plan for a lot of these things. So in addition to Lakefront Fest being a part of that, that funding, which is not yet, you know, totally approved yet, we're looking forward to whatever we can do. And one of the things we know people really want to see back are our neighborhood pools. It was a big deal last year and a huge and hugely difficult decision to not open those. And, you know, I'm happy to report it's been out there for a while, but our proposal right now has the majority of our pools opening this year. Certainly, this will require some reservation tactics. You've probably seen that in other parts of not only our organization, but elsewhere. But, you know, it's really a wait and see kind of mentality. I think Bob hit on it, and I think Kevin can even speak more to this. It's this stuff changes day by day, week by week, and we are just planning for everything that we possibly can. And you know, whatever we don't plan for will get thrown at us, but we're going to be as prepared as possible to make sure that we can provide as many things as possible this summer, because my goodness, we're all looking forward to it, right?
Absolutely. And again, yeah, I just hope that many, many things can happen up at the lakefront because of the fact that we have sort of that empty corridor right now. So I'm hoping, of course, with respect to everything you said, health, safety, and beyond, that we can still fill it. So here's my question to each of you. Okay, so what's the best version of what you would like to see happen for the summer, okay? You're not held accountable for it. It doesn't mean it is, but again, what we're trying to do here is build some hope. So it's sort of like, what's your dream thing to happen? So I'll start with you, Bob.
I would say on behalf of the festival, sort of what I was mentioning a moment ago, that if we could bring back a diluted or a smaller form of Lake Fest would be fantastic. I don't know whether that is going to be realistic, in all honesty.
You mean Lake Fest, do you mean like the regular birthday celebration, or do you mean the every weekend different kinds of activities?
No, Lake Fest for us, we basically had a weekend in June, which was the kickoff to the Columbia Festival of the Arts. We then followed by several live theatrical events that happened. Right. So Lake Fest is a 3-day music event that was nonstop music. And then we had artisans all over. We had all these tents, we have food trucks, and people just descended to listen to the music Friday through Sunday. That was our traditional Lake Fest. So that's unfortunately not going to happen on that scale. Absolutely, it can't. Right. But hopefully we can have some pop-up events that are music events that are safely, with safety guidelines adhered to and so forth. But again, as Danica was saying, there are so many questions about that. But we will have virtual events. We had some specialty films that we brought in, like 2040 was a film from Australia about what would the future be if we could actually do things to protect our future and the environment. And a filmmaker said, "What, my daughter's going to be 24 in the year 2040. What would her world be like?" And it was a special event and it was virtual, but we had live conversation. We had a wonderful community conversation afterwards. And although people are weary of this Zoom conversations, it was well attended and it gave people hope and it was something informative and it was fun. So I think some more elements like that and live where we can do little things safely with partners.
Okay, I like that. I'll hold that thought. That sounds good. What about you, Kevin?
Well, talking, you know, just bringing back community, my biggest dream, and, you know, it's something that we tried already, not this past year because of COVID, but the year before, was just bringing an event to the lake to bring awareness to the benefits of yoga for, you know, veterans. Our first year, we were trying to attempt to do in yoga, there's a traditional poses, but a lot of them are called warrior poses. We wanted to do a warrior pose connected all the way around the lake, which would require several thousand people, but just to bring awareness to the benefits of yoga for veterans, especially those veterans coming back maybe with a little PTSD and things like that. So that's my dream. I still believe we can get that done. We did partner with several other studios in the area. Unfortunately, some of those aren't with us anymore, but at some point I'd like to see Haven on the Lake and or CA, you know, do something like that, because yoga has been so wonderful for me that my big dream is to share that with everyone. It can heal so many different things in people. And that's what I really want to see happen with Danica's help to promote it and things like that. But we will get it done at some point.
No pressure, Danica.
Right. Not to say that.
Real fast before we go on, it is to Kevin that we actually had a film in our last season, a wonderful filmmaker out of California who was about her father, who was a veteran, but it was PTSD and it was all about that. And it was about using yoga and healthy means apart from their experience. It was actually a documentary film we showed. I'd love to put you in touch with her if she can be of any help, if that actually does come about. It could be.
That would be awesome. This year on Veterans Day, we actually did the live classes that we had. We added some special classes for veterans. We did some online classes because we know some people aren't comfortable coming in. And we had good participation. It was all free for veterans. You didn't have to be a member. There was no obligation or commitments. It was just really to show them, you know, how wonderful yoga can be, how releasing it can be, and how much, you know, love can come from it.
Well, Kevin, we're continuing to speak about community and just the visual. And I just want everybody to get this visual right now of that whole chain of people around the whole lake. I mean, you talk about the people tree. This could be a whole nother, you know, people's circle. So call me crazy, but maybe we could do it distanced. Do the warrior pose. That already gives you what? Maybe 6 feet if you're tall between each person and go around. So
yeah, we did a little calculation and it would take just under 2,000 people to go all the way around the lake. You know, and everyone can do a warrior pose. You don't even have to bend necessarily. It's just basically, you know, at some point we can get back to touching, you know, touching hands and just making that connection all the way around the lake.
Gosh, that sounds so exciting. It's amazing what we appreciate now, right?
Right.
That is a great suggestion. Okay, I'm holding that thought too. Gosh, I'm leaving the show today with great dreams and hopes. All right, Danica, top it off. What's yours?
So I think, and I need to still kind of maybe sit with this myself personally, but there is this foregone conclusion that things will be different and might be different for quite a while, if not forever. And so the concept of normal may be need to be shifted a little bit. And the thing that I have seen in this community, and I think a lot of it speaks to not only the amenities that we have, but the resiliency that people have, is there has been an ability to try new things and explore new things in new ways. Our open space team has been saying the pathways have never been fuller, and, you know, rightfully so. That's, you know, where we can go and what we can do. And I just hope, you know, I guess my hope is that that spirit would continue and we would remain vigilant with our safety and health. But at the same time, we keep trying new things. We keep exploring new things and understand that those opportunities are just going to become more and more available to us as this pandemic weans off. And hopefully we can just keep doing that.
Well, I love that you said that. And I think Columbia Association is particularly helpful as we try to build health, and that's what's going to bring us all back together. Columbians predominantly, we like our fitness, we like our health, we like, you know, and so we're being provided that. And I think that's going to be
fights disease.
There you go. Yeah. So certainly we have that help with us. So, like I said, I'm filled with hope right now. Carolyn, what do you know about what's going on right now?
Well, it's St. Patrick's Day celebration. And of course, the Teal and Dancers were at the Hoco Palazzo Irish night, but that was virtual. So to see them in person, I believe, you know, the details. Yes. But before we close, I think everybody should just give the website where people could reach you. So I'll turn it back over to you to tell them about the bar and Towson too.
Okay, that's good. All right, so I had to really scratch because, you know, Carolyn has always celebrated St. Patrick's Day, and I'm not going to tell you about her tap dancing on bars or anything like that now. But anyway, so I only thing I could find is Kelsey's in Howard County has the Teal and Dancers, and supposedly they are going to be live, and I'm sure they're going to be safe about it. So you can check it out as you get closer, too. And there is an Irish tea at the Elk Ridge Furnace Inn, if you know where that is. And so at least that's a little bit of a help. Again, we're mourning the loss of Clyde's, particularly for this big holiday, but Union Jack's is supposedly going to be, you know, if you're okay with going out, then I assume they'll be distanced and, you know, keeping things rolling. So I have a cool saying that I'm trying to live by now. You just keep living until you're alive again. So I hope that's what we're all doing. And yes, please, each of you, if we can start with Bob, tell us how to get a hold of you, your website, the information that we can join in.
ColumbiaFestival.org.
Okay.
And then to reach Haven is HavenOnTheLake.org.
Well, this is simple, isn't it? Okay, Danica.
Yeah, this one I think is the simplest yet, ColumbiaAssociation.org.
Okay. One other quick announcement too, a plug for the college that they were able to do a dance festival virtual, and we look towards the spring to find out how they're going to do that as well. And we know that Toby's is a Godspell coming. We're just not exactly sure when. So we're going to try to keep you posted on all of that. So we would love to thank you for being here. I'm honored with our guests, and stay tuned. We're going to continue to bring you hope and resiliency for the arts and beyond here on Razzle Dazzle Radio. Until next time, Carolyn Kellerman and myself. Bye-bye.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.